Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. And today's episode is all about how to crush the conference, specifically FinCon. Bam, bam, bam. Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I like making random sound effects, but that's a whole nother conversation. This episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat, a financial retreat for financially single women. Grab your tickets before the early bird tickets end. That ends on July 24th, which is my birthday. You can go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/retreat to get your tickets now. Also, this episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. Get $50 off until July 24th on the course, on the VIP and group tiers. Go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/courses. By the way, so far this month, I've made about $600 just with eBooks. Love it. Passive income for the win. Let me know if you want me to do a webinar about how I make money with eBooks. But anywho, we're going to get into it. Crush the Conference FinCon edition. Now, I actually did a webinar about this around this time last year. I don't know what I did with this webinar, but I did keep the webinar slides. So basically, I'm kind of reading the slides and adding additional comments, but I think it's going to be helpful because a lot of you guys listening to the show plan on going to FinCon. By the way, I will share what FinCon is, but if you are not attending FinCon, this show is still relevant to you if you're attending any conference. But it's helpful to have an example conference, if you will. This is one that is very lucrative for a lot of its attendees in terms of money made, reach, that kind of thing. So that's why I'm focused on that one. I also am a part of that community. I'm the Colorado FinCon local leader and have been for several years. And so I am very invested in this community and I want to see attendees succeed, win, and make money once they leave, and also broaden their presence online, what have you, and connect with other amazing people who geek out about personal finance. So if you are planning on attending FinCon this year or beyond, this is the episode for you. And again, if you are attending any major conference in the near future, please listen to this show. If you are not attending, still listen to this show because there are a lot of ways to like kick butt at FinCon, even when you don't attend. There are strategies that I'm going to share that you need to think about, and it's all about long-term networking. So I don't want you to think this is one of those like, you're going to go to FinCon and meet 500,000 people and that's your goal. Like that's the worst thing ever. If you're an introvert or an ambivert and you think that this show is going to be about, it's not. In fact, I'm very focused on maximum impact with as few people as possible. So again, if you're in that realm, ambivert, introvert, listen on. You extroverts need to calm yourselves down. But anyway, I'm an extrovert. I bet you didn't like know that. So you've decided to go to FinCon. What's the point of going? Do you have a strategy? Is it a strategy that's going to actually work? We're going to talk about that. So FinCon is basically where money nerds go to talk all things marketing from that money nerd perspective. They are bloggers, YouTubers, podcasters, app developers, website creators, banks, and all things money. It is the least dry group of people I've ever met. And by that, what I mean is when you think about money, you think like people talking like this. Well, we were talking about this tax thing, blah, blah, blah. Like the kind of like stiff and boring. These people can party. Every time I go to a FinCon, I understand that I'm going to lose my voice, that I'm going to party like a freaking like rock star. I'm going to dive into my college persona, like that girl that used to dance on tables. I may have danced on a table in the last couple of years, but that's another conversation. The point is, if you are a money nerd and you're building a money related brand, you really should be attending FinCon. Here are my goals with this episode. I want you to have a plan for the conference, help you kind of build that out, create a strategy that works best for your personality if you're introverted, ambiverted, or extroverted. I want you to arrive at FinCon with confidence and with people who are expecting to connect with you when you are there, once you've arrived. And I need you to leave FinCon growing your own brand. And finally, I want you to make some money. I want you to connect with people and make some dollar bills. Also, I need you to think about what is your FinCon ROI, your return on investment. Here's the thing. You're going to pay money to attend. Even if you hack it, it's going to cost money. So I need you to think about what your plan's going to be and be intentional. So a good FinCon plan does not include the following. My goal is to meet 5 people. Well, you can throw a rock at most conferences, especially at FinCon, and you will meet 5 people. Like that's like a no-brainer. Another idea would be, I'm going to get there and wing it. No, you're not going to wing it. Why would you wing it when you're spending about $1,000 minimum, depending on like how you do things, to attend? Unless you want it to be a vacation, I guess, but no, that makes no sense. Going because your friends are going, that's all right, but it's not great. Like I have lots of friends who attend all the time. I didn't go last year because I needed a break. So, that's not the plan. Here's what a good FinCon plan includes: an understanding of where you want your business or yourself to move towards in the upcoming year. A focus on being visible in some way that you feel comfortable with. Understanding what will be covered during the conference itself. So just being aware of what's going on. You need to also consider what your actual ROI includes for you. It could be deepening friendships, being interviewed on podcasts, becoming a frequently asked for Facebook group guest, being mentored by well-placed individuals in the FinCon community, collaborations, product launches, testimonials that'll grow your business, book launch teams, help with the monetization of projects, professional development opportunities, events, like if you want to be a part of one or develop one, coaching clientele, course clients, brand ambassador work, podcast, blog, video sponsorships, speaking gigs, moderate or speak on panels, win a Plutus Award, and be recognized by your peers. Knowing what you want will dictate what you will actually do for this current FinCon or future ones that you may or may not attend. Chit chat and small talk. Okay, here's the thing. Conferences are a lot about the small talk, and if you're introverted or ambiverted, the idea of this can be just so unappealing. If you need to kind of get yourself there mentally on how to do the chit chat and the small talk, I recommend going to coffee shops. Coffee shop baristas in particular are like the kings and queens of this. And the reason why is they're trapped all day long and their goal is to chit chat with every single customer. That is that, like, they are the best at this. How do I know? I go to a lot of coffee shops. And I used to work at a coffee shop. But basically, they are trapped. They have nowhere to go. They must talk to you. That is part of their job. Also, it's part of their job to help upsell you. So if you're like, hi, I would like to have an iced tea. And they're like, would you like a sandwich with that? How's your day going? Would you like a mug? Oh my God, the weather is so amazing. Like there's usually if the shop is good, they've hired people who will ask questions like that. But two, that's also a selling tactic. So just heads up. So if you need to practice small talk, just go to a coffee shop. They are the best people to talk to. How you can stand out before attending your next FinCon or whatever conference you want to attend. So here's the strategy. The idea is to either connect or repel people to you. Not everyone's going to like you, and that's okay. Get over it. Get over it today. Get over it as you listen to this episode. Not everyone's going to like you. Boom. Move on. begin the process of building a long-term connection and make it really easy for people to connect with you on something. Doesn't have to be on everything. What's your tagline? So this is similar to an elevator pitch, but much shorter. A tagline shares what you do, who you do it for, the result you get them. So last year when I created this, it was, I help introverted and extroverted creative printers make more money one connection at a time. I don't do that anymore. I help people make money with eBooks because I love it. I love make money with eBooks. That's a whole nother conversation, but that's what I do. I love it. I like helping people build their brands, build their income, their passive income, and their confidence by publishing their work and self-publishing. So all I do is if people ask me, I'm like, I help people make money with eBooks. That also happens to be the name of my course. So in terms of SEO and memorabilia, you can remember this. I don't know why I keep stumbling over my words today. It's easy. You want things to be so, so easy for people to remember who you are, what you do for the community. What problem do you solve for your direct community and specifically for the FinCon community? If there is an overlap, you need to share it. If you can solve the same problem for two different communities, make sure they know who you are and what you do. Here are some examples of people in this FinCon community in terms of community members who solve problems for people. There's myself making money with eBooks and actually networking because I'm really good at that. Grayson Bell, who runs iMark Interactive, he is like the guy that I recommend all the time for anything to do with WordPress and websites. So he is the only person that I work with now when things come up with my two websites because I have two very different websites. Monica Louie, who I actually have interviewed for my brand building conversations. So I will be releasing her episode soon. She does all things Facebook ads. Holly Johnson, freelance and travel writing. Letitia Stiles, funnel building. Kayla Sloan, virtual assistant. Virtual assistant training. I actually released an episode with her a few weeks ago. Fantastic episode. Sandy Smith, community builder, especially for members of color in the personal finance space. Amanda Abea, marketing and business strategy for creativepreneurs. Steve Stewart, podcast editing. Jared Easley, podcast community creator. He is one of the co-founders of the Podcast Movement conference. Eric Nassal, accounting for online creatives. Natalie Bacon, personal development and mindset as well as online business. So figure out how you can stand out and stand out quickly to people and how you solve their problems. So one of the things you could do is offer a webinar that addresses an issue for attendees. That was why I created this webinar. I was not going to attend FinCon, but I'd attended FinCon since 2012. It wasn't like I didn't know what the event was like, who the people would be, what the energy was like. So I was very well equipped to speak on what the experience would be for new attendees or like maybe you're attending for the second time. And so I created a webinar and it was a really good way for people to know that I was there, even though I was not going to be physically in the space when they had that event. Create a social media series that gets other attendees pumped up before you meet. So basically you're figuring out some kind of way to get people excited before the conference starts. And and you want them to engage with you. So it could be anything from having a meetup when you're there, meeting people when they come through your state. I'm really lucky. I live in Denver and people come through all the freaking time. So I get a chance to meet with people quite frequently. You could stand out by taking on low-key leadership roles in your community. Nothing crazy, but something that helps you stand out and asserts your presence as an authority in your space. You could, again, invite people to connect with you when they're in your town. So I haven't traveled for a couple years now. I've been at home. I've been paying off debt. I've been like working on business stuff. I've been doing what Rihanna has been doing. Reworking my life, people. It has been a lot of work and slow and steady, but it's like all coming together. But when people were here, I was like, let's connect, let's hang out. Branded swag. I have already received the best t-shirts at a completely different event, but it was from a Finn Connor. Okay. It's the best t-shirt ever. And we were at a completely different thing. And it was with other FinCon people, but it was for something. Anyway, and other people covet this t-shirt. So he's always handing it out. If you see him at FinCon this year, you might be able to get the Gold Digger t-shirt. I love it so much. Heads up. The standout strategies work even if you're not attending the event. So please be clear. The initial conference connections are like a first date. The rest of the year should be focused on connecting more deeply with people in the community, in the conference community that you're in. I want to ask, so last year I asked the following questions. I wanted to see the face of Black Fire. Like, I wanted to know who that would be. There's a couple now that's out there, Rich and Regular. They are now, in my view, the face of Black Fire as a couple. I'd like to see a singleton be the same. The face of Gen X Money. I'm starting to see people position themselves in that way. The face of Physically Challenged Personal Finance. So I have yet to see that. And I hope that someone listening to this show might be like, you know what, that could be me. So position yourself in such a way that it's easy for people to know who you are, what you do, and who you serve. You get the picture. Be interesting. So most conference attendees approach conferences very on the surface. Spend time thinking about all the random experiences and facts that make you you. What have you done in the last 5 years? Are you a new mom? One of the coolest Facebook channels or pages that I follow is Meet the Jenkins. I am not a mom, but I am literally obsessed with her videos. And she talks about being a mom and life and like just life. And it's the best thing ever. Did you pay off a ton of debt? Did you go on a personal journey? Did you go on a road trip? Did you live in a van? Hashtag van life. Did you earn like a crazy amount of money and hit fire? Like whatever it is, like think about the interesting things that you've done. Did you speak at some cool events? Where are you from? Do you love where you're from? What do you hate to eat? What do you love to eat? So an example of this would be, do you hate eating something that everybody else loves? I'm going to tell you a very awkward thing about me. I hate bananas. I love plantains. It's weird. But I hate bananas, like really hate them. Plantains are so delicious because you can fry them in oil and add salt and they're so yummy. But bananas are disgusting and they smell bad. And so I actually hate bananas to the point that, one, I can't eat anything with them. So don't sit there and be like, but Michelle, how do you get, I don't even know what that is. What is it, that nutrient that they have? I don't even know. Well, anyway, there's some nutrient that bananas have that I get from something else. And I'm fine with that. I eat a lot of kale. We're good. So people freak out when I tell them I hate bananas and they're like, but they're so good for you. I'm like, I eat kale and love it. So, but it ends up being a very low key, funny conversation because people are like, whatever. So those are the kind of conversations you want to have where it's just low key, there's no pressure, it's kind of funny, and people get to see a glimpse of you. And yes, I do tell people I exercise, eat kale, so leave me alone. So another thing you could do to stand out during the conference is say yes to coffee meetups. I, in general, do not do pick my brains ever, so I wouldn't do it at a conference, but I would do a coffee meetup where I meet up with the different people who might be interested in purchasing a course that I'm selling. They might just want to connect with me because I've been gone for a while. They might want to meet because I'm doing an event in the fall, whatever. Put a coffee meetup together and let them know that you're having it. One-on-ones, say yes to them. Volunteer opportunities. I've volunteered at every single FinCon, I think, except for the first one I attended. Hikes, if there's an opportunity to do that because of the location, do it. Runs, if you're, you know, into physical activity such as running, go with the runners because that's a great way to connect with people in a way that has absolutely no pressure other than to survive your run. Breakfast, if you're a morning person. Late night conversations, if you're a night person, a night owl. exploring the city, surfing. A couple years ago, FinCon was in San Diego, and the best experience I had, besides the fact that it was in San Diego, oh my God, was going surfing. It was the best thing ever. Happy hour. Need I say more? meals with thought leaders. Every single FinCon I've been to, except for 2012, because I was new, I have had the opportunity to have random meals with like 10 people and a thought leader or a bigwig in the space. And it's been awesome. And just lend a hand in a way that doesn't require you to be bossy. So if someone needs help, help them, because people remember that. Contribute to the conference agenda. Record a podcast on site. So these are more ways to stand out. Do an interview on site. Participate on a panel if you can. Be a speaker. And make a point of making connections with people outside of your normal community. So fire people, hang out with fire people. They really do. and so I wish that they would cross-pollinate more, actually. I think they've gotten better at it. But I think they just geek out so much that sometimes they forget that other people could really benefit from their experience. Or say, for example, you've got women bloggers talking about single women and money, right? Well, there's single men and money or whatever's going on with you. Talk to the other people. If you are a person of color, and you talk only to other people of color, or if you're white and you only have white people listening to your show, again, no shade on any of this, cross-pollinate when you're at an event like this, because it is the space to do that. It's a great place to do that, to put yourself out there and connect with new people, thoughts, and ideas. You would be surprised also at how many couples come out of an event like FinCon. Just throwing it out there. Again, push yourself. Push yourself, push yourself. Travel hackers too. Hang out with fire people. Go from there. So yes, I went there with all those examples, but I think it's important because sometimes people are afraid to say it, and I'm just going to say it because I would say it to your face at the event. And I've done that to people where I'm like, I've watched you this whole event and I'm surprised that you've gotten any value out of this because you've met no one. And I know this because I've watched you hang with the same people. So if you're one of those people that I said that to in 2017, I really hope you took that to heart when I was there last time. Be a leader. Develop your own unique event. Create a community. And finally, just be kind. Also stand out by avoiding the following. Do not gossip about the other attendees. For the love of God, don't do it. Drama, don't do that either. Hookups that should not be happening. So first of all, if you're going to hook up with someone, it should be so low key. Like none of us should be able to figure this out. Okay. Every single year that I have attended, I know all your business people. Be subtle. So just, you know, keep your business to yourselves. Overstating the following: expertise, results, or relationships with well-known people in your space. I've been known to say, I know so-and-so as an acquaintance and I've met them 4 times. So they might know me because they think I'm that scary talkative girl from Colorado. Like I will say it that way because that's exactly how they know me. Be careful with overstating certain things. Not referencing when you've gotten an idea from someone else, getting too drunk with people that you don't know. Now, I know a lot of people in this community who like they're friends, like they're family. And if they got toe up from the flow up, I would not judge them at all. But if we were in a group and there was someone new to them, I'd be like, let's go somewhere else so that we could have fun. So yeah, if you're around people who are really new to you, be careful of that because that could affect people's perceptions of how you are, whether or not they would want to work with you in the future, things like that. And like I said, FinCon can be a freaking party, partly because a lot of these people are working really, really hard throughout the year. And this is a great opportunity to just let your hair down. So I don't judge that at all because I will party like a rock star when I'm there. After the conference, follow-ups should really happen, especially for business things, related projects and stuff like that, no later than 2 weeks from the time of the event. Use the notes that you were making on the business cards that you were collecting. So one of the key things that I tell people is as you meet people, make a note on their business card. Always make a note because then you can remember the context of how you met, what you spoke about, all the things. So I always write notes on the business cards that I collect. Also, when you are ordering your business cards, make sure that people can write on them. Don't have them be so glossy that people cannot make notes. Set aside a day to get this done or you will procrastinate. So set aside a day so you can follow up with people. I've learned this the hard way. Like, the longer I wait, the more likely it's just not going to happen, or people will just forget who you are. Never promise anything that you won't be able to do energetically after a conference. Be very careful about promising, like, yeah, I'd love to do that. Don't do it. Just give it. Be careful. Just be careful. Also, use my favorite tool that I'm obsessed with. I've actually met the people who created this, BombBomb. It is a video email tool. It's the coolest way to follow up with people because they actually see you. You're creating a video email. So BombBomb, check that out. And I love it, love it, love it. It's so awesome. And you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/videobomb to check it out. I'm an affiliate. It's a company out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's really good for follow-ups, converting prospects to clients, closing a sale, and standing out from the crowd. Some logistics, some best practices. So, you know, when I started recording this, no one was in the place above me, and now they're walking back and forth. So if you can hear that, I'm sorry. Arrive, if you can, at least 2 days before FinCon begins. That's if you can. It's a lot easier to network, connect, and spend time with people that you're hoping to meet. A lot of people won't have to, you know, they're not speaking or doing anything yet. They're like playing golf and like checking out the town. So it's a wonderful time to arrive. Stay until Sunday. Do not leave on Saturday. It's the worst time to leave unless you have no choice. And that's because the party is so much fun and it's a great time to connect with people. Again, have business cards and specifically print out business cards with your picture on them. I hate getting business cards now without a picture on them. I have no idea who you are and I don't want to go on your website to figure it out. Especially because some of you guys have websites where you're not on your website. So put your face on your business card. Sorry, there was like a moth in my place. Go away, moth. Always go small. So by that, what I mean is the smaller the group that you're hanging out with, the better. FinCon is a huge event, but it does a great job of providing opportunities to meet with people in the various sub-communities that are housed within it. Don't sleep on this. So the smaller the group, the better the connection. And finally, focus on your self-care. Introverts, take a break, pop out for nap, mani-pedi, massage, whatever. Ambiverts, same thing. Extroverts, you need to calm yourselves down, okay? But actually, you should do the same as the introverts and ambiverts. Best practices, read, watch, listen to all of the FinCon-related preparation materials that the FinCon team provides via the closed Facebook group, podcast, social media, and live streams. They do an amazing job of getting people prepared for the event. I've yet to attend an event that does a equivalent job of preparing people for the experience. And also, when the app is launched, use the app. They do a phenomenal job of getting people to engage and use the app. It's fantastic. I'm almost done. Some networking best practices to consider. The conference is always the first date, period. Do not get in your feelings about follow-ups from people that you loved but didn't happen. Connections that didn't move forward, sometimes that just happens, and projects that didn't happen either. Sometimes that just happens. These people are, all of us are meeting a ton of people at this event, and sometimes just things slip through the cracks, which is why I push like the video emails and things like that where you can really stand out from the crowd. You need to focus on nurturing the connections that you value moving forward as you focus on your FinCon ROI. So you might have to be the one who really stands out and reaches out to people. Share without expectation. These are networking best practices continued. Share without expectation, period, end of story. That's it. The law of reciprocity really works in this community. Become a FinCon local leader in your town. Connect with FinCon peeps when you visit their town. So say, for example, if I were in LA, I would hang out with Melanie Lockhart, with Tanya. I cannot believe I just, what? You know what? I'm having a day. I'm forgetting everybody's names. Anyway, hang out with Tanya from Budget and the Beach. Like, there's several people in LA I would just hang out with. Why? Because I know they live there, and I would let them know, and we'd have a party and it'd be awesome. Connect people with opportunities to grow their brands and make them money. That one's huge, actually. I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, hey, Michelle, I can't do this project. Maybe you could do it, or maybe you know someone who can. Because there's hundreds of millions of people out there. There's no competition. There's collaboration. And sooner or later, it will work out that you will have the right timing to do certain things or vice versa. So share with people. People love it when you help them make money. Also, share wisdom and helpful tips. It's totally okay if that's an opt-in, by the way, or a webinar that's building your brand. You're a money blogger. Like, there's no shame in trying to get some coins. Attend their events. So recently, in the last 3 years, there have been a wonderful number of events that have spun out of FinCon, where people felt like there were opportunities to kind of dive deeper on different topics. So an example of that would be my Money on the Mountain financial retreat for financially single women. If you're interested, go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/retreat. That's literally, it's a retreat, not a conference, where we're just talking all things money from the financially single woman's perspective. Again, that's michellesmoneyhungry.com/retreat. There's the Elevate Financial Influencer Conference. I cannot wait to attend that next year in 2020. The Lola Retreat, which I love, 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 will be there this year. FinCon Masterclass, meetups that are held in different towns across the United States. Statement, which the fabulous Stephanie O'Connell created. That's on my list. Sense Positive, which I love. I had the opportunity. Thank you so, so much, Tanya, for giving me the opportunity to attend the inaugural Sense Positive that was held in Denver, Colorado. And CardCon, if you want to become a credit card writer, like talk about all things credit cards and things like that. Jason Steele, also out of Colorado, created that. So he rocked it. FYI, etiquette. So FinCon Facebook group etiquette, couple things. Actually, it's gotten really good. So I'm just mentioning it because it's on my slides. Don't spam the group. Many of the people in the FinCon Facebook group run their own communities. We see spam from a mile away. So don't do those annoying like blog post introductions. Don't live stream into the group. Just follow the rules. Introduce yourself to the group in a short post, small picture, wear your swag, and keep it rolling. Is it okay to sell your stuff at FinCon? Hell yeah, it's okay to sell your stuff. You've got your social media feeds. You've got all this things set up to do that. If you want to have a sale on your course or on your swag or whatever it is that you're doing, you've got coaching that you've got to fill up. And these people, these attendees meet who your ideal avatar would be. Of course you should share that. Now, no, you should not do that when you're speaking from the conference stage, because that's not ideal. And actually that's frowned upon, but there are other opportunities that are completely kosher that you can do to share your wisdom with people. You could share a free resource that gets people in your funnel, get them to know about you and grow your email list. And, absolutely have a way to get paid while you're there. So I had a friend who had a Stripe, like one of those credit card readers that was on her phone, and people would be like, yeah, I'm ready to pay. And she'd be like, here we go. Boom. I'm into Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. Like, I'm like, you guys set up on that? Let's do it. Or cash. and also my products are set up so that once you purchase them online, you can just, you know, pay on there and get your receipt. So there you go. But you may have something where people are like, oh, I've got a credit card, I can do it right now. Well, just swipe and go. That's, cell phones are a very powerful thing. Also have a pretty link set up for your product. It's just easier for people to remember. By the way, people who are unable to attend the event, this includes you as well. So say, for example, you are part of the community and you have this amazing course about how to network in big communities. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Whatever. Creating an idea. You could sell your course and you could have a FinCon discount with a FinCon code. So my point, you know, you just have to communicate this with people, but you lead up to the conference with a lot of materials kind of prepping people for the sale, and then let it loose into the world. And honestly, many attendees are looking to get in front of people who will help them move their businesses forward. So they're also looking for tools to help them do that as well. And I think that was actually why my Make Money with eBooks course did so well at the time when I released it last year. That is it. I hope that this is helpful to you. I hope that you meet a lot of amazing people. I hope that you use these strategies. You can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/crushtheconference. I think will be the URL for the show. We'll find out if I already had that on my website, but how about crushtheconference-a, just in case, I don't know. Anywho, I hope you're having a great day. I am a little tired. The heat kind of took me out a little bit. Like I'm just like, oh, I need to lay down. If you have any questions, please do email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. If you like the show, make sure you like and subscribe, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful day.